This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back live in the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, Alan Dershowitz, author of a great new book, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences, joins us momentarily, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, where the home cooking is on. That's right, Salisbury Steak, Glendon, NP Avenue, West Main Avenue, with pulled pork as an option, West Main Avenue 2, chicken parmesan at Harwood, pulled pork or French dip sandwiches in Valley City today. Right out of the crock pot. Are they great or what? Meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Freedom Matters USA reminds you that Candace Owens will be coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, September the 15th. That's a Thursday, 7 o'clock. Mark your calendar. We have details on the president's speech tonight as far as the time. Prime time tonight. Prime time. So this will be 7 o'clock. I don't know that we need to watch it, though, because everything we need to know is in the headline explaining what the speech is about. The extremist threat by mega Republicans. The soul of America from Joe Biden tonight. He'll be cranked up on the teleprompter yelling in Philadelphia. So he's going to Philadelphia for this one. So this is part of the... Alan Dershowitz, our next guest, has called this movement Get Trump at Any Cost. So it's another chapter in the Get Trump at Any Cost movie that just doesn't seem to end.
They're hiring audience people, by the way, in Philadelphia, too, if you're looking for a gig tonight.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Well, no.
They're actually begging people to come.
This will probably be when he,
handing them T-shirts and posters.
Won't be able to have anybody there because of COVID or something. He'll be using that. Anyway, let me welcome to the program Alan Dershowitz, author of The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Mr. Dershowitz, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So this book is really about the latest victim in the cancel culture, and that's you.
Well, I'm not a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I'm fighting back, and I'm winning. What happened is once I defended President Trump, all my old friends on Martha's Vineyard got together and said, if I'm ever invited to anything, people are going to leave. And so when I sat down next to Caroline Kennedy at a dinner, she was shocked, and she said, if I knew you had been invited, I never would have accepted. And the library has banned me from speaking. And for the 9 books I wrote after I defended President Trump, they didn't carry those books. They censored them. And so I'm fighting back, and I'm winning. And that's the point of my book, that there's a heavy price to pay for integrity, but it's worth it.
Oh, my gosh. What you just described is not America, is it? What happened to free speech?
Well, it's worse. We get invited to an engagement party from an old friend, and then she writes an email saying, sorry, we have to disinvite you because a lot of people said if you show up, they'll leave. Another friend who is a former student of mine wanted to invite me to a concert, but he said that he was sponsoring, but he said it would be social suicide for me to invite you. My wife tries to go to a gym to work out. And somebody walks in and says, oh, my God, that's Alan Dershowitz's wife. I can't be in the same room with her. And walks out. It's just McCarthyism. It's just left-wing McCarthyism. It's exactly what happened during the McCarthy period of the 1950s, where nobody would have anything to do with lawyers who defended the communists. You know, I've defended communists, Nazis, lots of bad guys, some good guys. But I never got treated the way I was treated for defending President Trump. On constitutional grounds in front of the United States Senate, and we won. And for that reason, lost all of our friends on Martha's Vineyard. Today is my 84th birthday.
Happy birthday!
For the last several years, we've had 100 people on our deck celebrating my birthday. I couldn't get 3 to come now. So that's Martha's Vineyard, that's Chilmark, that's McCarthyism.
Oh, my God.
Will they ever get in a conversation with you about what defending?
No, for example, I'm on the porch having lunch, porch of the Chilmark store, which I go to periodically to have a slice of pizza. Larry David walks by, my old friend who I helped his daughter get into college. He used to work out in my gym, coming to my house for dinner 2-3 times a summer. I asked him, Larry, can we talk about this? No, you're disgusting. We can't talk. I saw you pat Mike Pompeo on the back. You're disgusting. Mike Pompeo had been my former student at Harvard Law School, and I patted him on the back to congratulate him for the Abraham Accords, this wonderful peace process that he started and was instrumental in getting going in the Middle East. But for Larry David, he didn't want to talk. That was it. You know, people think Larry David's an actor when he's on television, Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's really him. He's really a nasty guy. When I helped his daughter get into college, he didn't even thank me or thank the president of the university who had really pushed hard to get her into college. He's so unbelievably entitled. He thinks that, you know, he rules the world. So, you know, it's typical, but nobody will have a conversation with me. The library won't let me speak. I wanted to have a speech explaining why I defended the Constitution, why it was unconstitutional to impeach President Trump on the ground of abuse of power, obstruction of Congress. They're not in the Constitution. It says treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So nobody has given me a chance to explain. They just cancel.
And it doesn't stop you from trying to engage in those conversations, I imagine.
I try all the time, but people just walk away. They turn away. Another guy whose daughter I helped not get thrown out of college just turned his back on me. Another woman whose daughter was kicked out of high school, and I all did this all pro bono, helped their kids. She walked out of a dinner party when she saw me there. So, you know, that's the way it is, and I understand that. And it's not about me. I have a thick skin. But they're going after my wife. They're going after my children. They're going after my grandchildren. They're just trying so hard to create an atmosphere where nobody will ever defend President Trump. And people ask the reason, why hasn't Trump gotten the top lawyers in the country to defend him against the current charges? And I can tell you, several of them called me. And they said, we wouldn't go near it after what's happened to you. We don't want to be Dershowitz. I've now become a verb.
Unbelievable. But by the way,
I tell all these stories in detail. I name names. I point fingers. And I make general points in my book, The Price of Principle.
Help me understand, you know, the pat on the back from Mike Pompeo. I get that that a number of these people wouldn't vote for Donald Trump on a bet.
I wouldn't either. I don't vote for Donald Trump. I vote against Donald Trump. I voted against him twice. I would vote against him a third time if he ran. I'm not a Trump supporter. And yet, people attack me because I'm a defender of the Constitution on behalf of Trump.
Yeah, but I was going to say, Mike Pompeo on the pat on the back, you cannot like Trump, you cannot vote for Trump, but you can recognize what he did was move the ball considerably on an issue that had perplexed how many presidents for how many generations. And the Abraham Accords is a momentous, what happened with the embassy was incredible. Why is it these people can't recognize, hey, as a Jewish American, I'm glad that happened, even though I don't support the author? I mean, that to me is mind-boggling.
These are not Jewish Americans. These are left-wing radicals whose parents were Jewish. They have no interest in Israel. Recently, when there was an event in Martha's Vineyard for the Jewish Democratic Council of America on Martha's Vineyard, I was disinvited. Am I not Jewish enough? Am I not American enough? Am I not a Democrat enough? Am I not Martha's Vineyard enough? I've been here 53 years. I came here to defend Ted Kennedy at Chappaquiddick, but they wouldn't invite me. And during the entire two-hour session at which Hillary Clinton spoke and Bill Clinton was there, the word Israel never came up. Thank God for evangelical Christians who care more about Israel than these phony Jewish radicals who are embarrassed about Israel because Israel isn't popular among their radical lefty friends.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. This is left-wing radicals. I mean, if you're canceling somebody from a wedding invite, uninviting somebody, you've got a poison. Yeah. You've got a poison in you, a hard heart. I don't know.
You're not going to hear anything about that tonight from Biden. Biden is just going to attack the right. And my view has always been this. I'm a person of the liberal kind of leftist side. I'm never a leftist, but I'm a liberal. And so my responsibility is to call out people on my side, people on the left. And Biden doesn't do that. It's so easy for somebody on the left to call out somebody on the right. But it takes courage for somebody on the left to call out people on the left, just as it takes courage for people on the right to call out extremists on the right. Bill Buckley, who is my friend, a very conservative guy, he was the one who called out Pat Buchanan and some of the other people for their anti-Semitism. That takes courage, and that's what I'm trying to do as well.
We're going to take a break here and come back with more with Alan Dershowitz. I really want to drill down to how this movie ends. At what point do you repair this?
It's a series. It's not a movie. It's a series. And,
yeah.
You know, some series are never ending.
Hang on. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also want to talk about your article about how there is a movement afoot to get Trump at any cost. That's the real root of all of this. And it's all about 2024. Alan Dershowitz, the book is called The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. A great read for anybody that just wants to stick to principles at any cost to really buck you up. More after this. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size Fountain Pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Run your car up the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere.
Back to What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Find out who your friends are is this song by Tracy Lawrence. a texter, a listener says, sounds like Alan needs to find a better group of friends. You do find out who your friends are in a situation like this, Alan. And, you know, I think there's plenty of people who would say, I don't agree politically on a lot with Alan Dershowitz. Don't hang out much with Harvard professors, liberal professors, but by golly, those aren't friends. So, you know.
No, I agree. Look, you can disagree with me. When I made my speech in front of the Senate, which I said the Constitution requires either treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, that is criminal-type behavior, to impeach, 500 law professors wrote a letter saying I was wrong, and all 500 of them were wrong. If the shoe had been on the other foot, if it had been Hillary Clinton impeached and they were impeaching her for abuse of power, every one of those 500 people would have signed the opposite letter. Hypocrisy in academia is just rampant. And principles are totally absent. When you send your kid off to college today, beware. They're not being educated. They're being propagandized. And the people who are being propagandized today are our future leaders of America. That's why the hard left is more dangerous than the hard right. The hard right is very dangerous. The people who are neo-Nazis or fascists, they're very dangerous, but they're the past. The hard left is teaching the future. And that's what gets me concerned, because we won't have free speech. We won't have due process. We won't have the presumption of innocence if these leftist radicals get their way.
What fixes this? How does this movie, this series end?
Well, it's going to be very, very hard. We have to fight back. We can't be intimidated or cowed. We have to fight back. I mean, writing my book is a way of fighting back. Buying my book if you want to read it, or taking it out of the library, is a way of fighting back, but we can't just sit down and take it. We have to fight back for our liberties. We've worked too hard over a quarter of a millennium of the American experience with the oldest constitutional history. Now you have a professor at Harvard and Yale Law School writing for the New York Times that we should trash the Constitution, that the Constitution isn't worth it. It was written by white slave-owning, patriarchal supremacists, and basically, we should ignore it. I mean, that's the arguments that are being taught to our future leaders today at colleges and universities.
The ends justifies the means. And you write about this in the article about the Get Trump movement, that many in this movement are willing to use any means to attain what they believe to be a necessary and admirable goal. Democracy is at stake, they claim. And they're prepared to sacrifice constitutional rights, civil liberties, principles, and the rule of law to stop former President Donald Trump. Why do they fear him so much? Is he that much of a disruptor? What is the deal?
They fear he is a disruptor. He will disrupt their way of life. It's just like McCarthyism. I grew up in the 50s. I went to college. I was president of the student government in college. And they were trying to get communists by any means possible, because communists posed a great danger. They had taken over China and taken over Eastern Europe, and we had to stop them by any means. The Constitution be damned. And we, who are liberals, condemn that. But liberals today applaud the attempt to get Trump. And I'll give you an example. My former colleague, Lawrence Tribe, who taught constitutional law for Harvard for 50 years, he recently said on CNN, I want my former student, Attorney General Garland, to indict President Trump for attempting to murder Vice President Pence. Now, that may qualify as the dumbest statement a law professor has made during my lifetime, but he's adored. He's adored because he's part of Get Trump, so he gets a pass. Or take the Espionage Act of 1917, the most anti-liberal, anti-free speech statute passed since the Alien and Sedition Act. For years, the New York Times railed against it. Liberals railed against it. Academics railed against it. Now that it's being invoked against Trump, they love it, and they want to expand it. Why can't we get him under the Espionage Act? It's such incredible hypocrisy and double standards.
Situational ethics, alive and well. I want to ask you a little bit about the whole January 6th fiasco.
Sure.
We call it a kangaroo court here, as you do as well, because it's one goal is to get Trump and to try and drum up anything. What do you think the ultimate outcome is going to be based on what you've seen so far from their efforts?
Well, no matter what happens, they can't stop Trump from running if he gets the nomination by the Republican Party. There's no requirement that you not be under indictment or even convicted. I mean, literally, he could run from jail. The Constitution only poses four requirements. You have to be over 35. You have to be born in America. You have to have not fought in the Civil War against the Union, and you have to not have been removed from office on impeachment with the added claim that you can't run for office. None of those are true, so he can run. They're going to try to stop him from running, but he can run, and I think it's going to backfire. I think he's going to get more votes as the result of being targeted by the left in this way.
Yeah, and my theory is he's more likely to run as a result of their efforts to trying to stop him from running, just to, if nothing else, in his eyes, clear his own name. I mean, they've driven him into the race, haven't they?
I think there's certainly a possibility of that. And as I've said before, if he runs, I get my constitutional right to vote against him, just like you and some of your listeners get your constitutional right to vote for him. That's the way it should be. His future as a potential president should be determined by the people at the ballot box, not by the attorney general in his office in Washington.
The latest fiasco is, of course, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and you've commented extensively on that. Here's one question I never hear answered very well. If the president has the power to declassify whatever he wants and says, okay, by my taking these documents, I'm declassifying them. I have that power to do that. I have the power to possess them. Isn't this much ado about nothing?
It's a question of fact. I mean, did he do that? Did he declassify them while he was president? What you can't do is say, oops, I didn't do it while I was president, but I'm going to do it now retroactively. So he's going to say he declassified them, and that's evidence. His own statement is evidence. And then the government will have to prove that he didn't say it. So they'll have to prove a negative, and it will be very hard. So I don't think he's going to be indicted on that charge. I think the most likely charge they'll get him on is one of these process crimes. Obstruction of justice, failing to comply with a subpoena, moving boxes. He didn't do any of that, but maybe some of the staff did. So that's, I think, the most vulnerable point he has. I don't think he's going to be indicted for doing essentially what Hillary Clinton was not indicted for doing.
I want to give you a chance to address this from a listener. Mr. Nurseward seems like a hypocrite because he won't vote for Trump, but he defends the Constitution, and then Biden runs all over the Constitution, and he'll vote for somebody that I thought was someone that loved the Constitution.
Well, I love the Constitution, and the reason I can't vote Republican is that I support a woman's right to choose abortion. I support gay marriage. I oppose the death penalty. I support reasonable climate control, reasonable gun control, separation of church and state, all the things the current Republican Party is opposed to in its platform. If I were in England, I would vote conservative because they're in favor of all those things. They're not social conservatives. I think the Republican Party has shot itself in the foot by aligning itself too closely with anti-civil libertarian, religiously based impositions against freedom. So I can't vote Republican. I don't know whether I can vote Democrat, but I certainly can't vote Republican. Now, President Trump says those are not really his issues. His issues are foreign policy and the economy. And that makes the point. And my brother-in-law, who shares a lot of my views, does vote for Trump, although he supports the same things I do.
Well, just like you patted Mike Pompeo on the back, pat your brother-in-law on the back for us.
I appreciate it.
Alan Dershowitz, thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your Bryan Adams. That was always one of those jams I'd be cranking up and driving a little over the speed limit, maybe.
Just a tish.
Just saying.
Right? Yeah. My Pillow is one of the products we talk about a lot on What's on Your Mind for obvious reasons. It's a great product. It's got a great founder, who is unafraid. That's what we love about him. And right now, about everything is on sale. They got bed sheets, all the MyPillow bed sheets, as low as $29.98 right now. That's the sale of the year. Fantastic. And, of course, everything in the It's Time to Save America Fest, up to 66% off right now. Help us save America. As Mike says, just take everything up to 66% off. And if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, you'll find all the details there. All right? Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com. You can put in the promo code SCOTT right there, MyPillow.com, to get those deals. Or you can call them direct at 800-506-9028.
I'm supposed to pass along to my wife, loves the body pillow. She ordered a body pillow.
Wow.
She liked mine better than the old crappy one she had. So.
So now you.
I got tired of her stealing mine.
You both
have order your own.
The body pillow.
Yep.
Yeah, the sheets, the better night's sleep you get from everything. Pillows and sheets. They have the great down blankets for fall now. Big time savings on those. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, John Hindrocker is going to join us momentarily, we understand, on What's on Your Mind. And in the meantime, here's some comments related to our conversation with Alan Dershowitz. Poor crybaby Alan. My mother said, be careful when you hang out with who you hang out with. It says a lot about you. Another says, just the fact Dershowitz votes for the Democrats, who invoke violence and hate, removes any credibility in my book. Talks a good game, but supports the enemy of life itself. I think Alan Dershowitz is an ally in exposing this radical left. I mean, he's calling them out, which is why he's getting uninvited. And, yeah, I guess you could say, well, he's a crybaby. He said at the beginning of the interview, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm calling this out. That's why I wrote the book. I'm defending myself. I'm fighting back. I'm taking this on. I think we need more Alan Dershowitzes out there, not less. And do I wish he'd vote for Donald Trump and recognize that if he truly loves the Constitution, the party that actually defends the Constitution, is you know, he obviously is playing this the lesser of two evils game. But doesn't mean, I don't think, doesn't mean we don't want him on that front, exposing all of that. So I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. John Hinderacher is here, Center of the American Experiment, expanding now into North Dakota, Center of the American Experiment, North Dakota as well. John, welcome. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I'm sorry I'm a couple of minutes late, Scott. The reason is I was just on the phone with a film director who next week is going to start filming a video in North Dakota about the oil and gas industry. So if our listeners stay tuned here later in the fall, I think they're gonna see it, and I think it's gonna be a great vehicle to support and to promote that industry.
Well, that's a great story to tell. What is the story in your mind?
Well, you know, one of the things I get frustrated by, Scott, is that in general the petroleum industry doesn't defend itself. They get attacked all the time. They get criticized. They get lied about. And they're very slow to really stick up for themselves. And so we actually did this in Minnesota, supporting the mining industry a couple of years ago. It's very effective, very helpful. And so what we have in mind is a kind of a simple, positive, uplifting video, probably two versions, a 30-second version and a 60-second version, that just consists of some basic data points about the contributions the industry makes to North Dakota and individual regular, you know, man on the street North Dakotans explaining why they support the oil and gas industry.
The great thing about North Dakota is the support for the industry is robust. It's strong. But neighboring Minnesota, probably not so much. Neighboring Montana, with the invasion they've had from California, probably not so much. So I think North Dakotans get it, but it is amazing, as you say, how the industry does not go out there and tell that story. And right now you've got a full-on attack from the federal government on many fronts. So it's important to rally the troops a little bit here and get people to realize that you can't take this for granted, right?
That's exactly right. You can't take it for granted. You know, you and I know, our listeners know, the contributions that industry makes to North Dakota and to our nation. But we gotta say it loud and proud. You know, we gotta rally that support and reinforce the idea. Yes, this is a great industry. It makes great contributions. You know, don't shut it down. Expand it.
I want to talk a little bit about the president's speech tonight on the soul of America and the danger from mega Republicans. I want to talk a little bit about Minnesota crime. Before we do that, though, what else is the Center of the American Experiment North Dakota going to be up to this fall in our great state?
Well, one of the things that we've just done, as you know, Scott, is we released our first fully North Dakota branded paper, which is on U.S. energy independence, and not just independence, but dominance, leadership. And that was introduced with a press conference with a couple of congressmen last week. And we're still putting the schedule together, but sometime in the next month or so, the authors of that paper, Isaac Orr, who's an energy expert, John Phelan, who's an economist, are going to be putting on programs probably in three locations across North Dakota, unveiling that paper, talking about its findings, and talking about the need for energy dominance. I learned just yesterday that Isaac is going to be up at North Dakota speaking at a, I think it's a petroleum council, or no, lignite council event that's coming up soon. He's worked very closely with the coal industry in North Dakota. And as you know, we just recently completed a series of programs in North Dakota on critical race theory, and also the gender craziness that we're seeing, and ways that citizens can get behind sanity and quality education in the public schools. So we've got a lot of stuff going on.
John Hinderacher of the Center of the American Experiment with us today on the program. President Biden is giving a speech tonight in which he's going to talk about the extremist threat from what he calls mega Republicans. What is going on here, John?
Well, first of all, anybody that needs advice from Joe Biden on the soul of America, as he put it, is in trouble. I don't think anybody is looking to Joe Biden for that kind of insight. I think what's happening here is misdirection, Scott. The Democrats, they can't talk about the economy. They can't talk about the cost of living. They can't talk about crime. They can't talk about education. What are they going to talk about? Well, I think we're seeing a coordinated effort here. They blew the January 6th protest massively out of proportion. They constantly lie about it, talking about police officers being murdered and so on, which didn't happen, among other things. And this raid at Mar-a-Lago, you know, this effort to paint Donald Trump as a treasonous criminal, apparently, is what they're going for. I mean, we've never seen anything like this in American history. And I think what Joe Biden is going to do tonight is trying to tie these threads together. Oh, yeah, January 6th. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago. Oh, yeah, you know, the MAGA Republicans, whatever that means, as a threat to the nation. But what I really think it's about, Scott, is deflection. They don't want voters focused on the issues that voters actually care about, like the economy, the cost of living, and crime. They're desperately trying to change the subject.
Well, they tried this against the Tea Party movement. They tried it, Clinton did, blaming talk radio after the Oklahoma City bombing. This is a constant card of theirs. I guess he's going to the next level on it, but does this work? I mean, does this have any potential, upside for these guys, or are they just, you know, grasping at this point?
Well, I think a lot of what they're trying to do, Scott, is to rally their own base. I think they were very worried when they saw poll results saying that they're going to get absolutely shellacked in November, in part because a lot of Democrats were telling pollsters they'd probably stay home. Here in Minnesota, you know, if you all turn on a TV set, you're going to see ads about abortion, right? Well, abortion's not on the ballot. You know, it's ridiculous. Why are they doing that? They're not trying to persuade swing voters. They're not trying to lure a few Republicans into their camp. They are desperately trying to rally their base so that they don't get absolutely slaughtered in November. And I think that's a big part of what Biden is going to try to do tonight is, you know, fire up the base.
You and I were at a Twins game on Monday night, at which there were about 19,000 fans to watch a team that's in the first place hunt. We both were talking a little bit about this at the event. What's it going to take to make people feel safe to come back down to Minneapolis again? This seems like a big hole they've dug.
Well, this is something, as you know, my organization has worked on intensively. We've got a webpage, highcrimemn.com. Minnesota has always been a low crime state. For the first time ever, we're now above the national average in serious crimes, according to the FBI data. So it's not a mystery, Scott, as to why a lot of people have just sworn off going into downtown Minneapolis, downtown St. Paul. And I think the first thing we need to see is a real commitment from the municipal leaders as well as state leaders. You know, Tim Walz is the guy who deliberately allowed rioters to burn down the 3rd Precinct Police Station on Lake Street in Minneapolis on the third night of violent rioting. That was an intentional decision by our governor. And I mean, you know, I don't think that these cities are going to come back until, at a bare minimum, they're seeing the kind of commitment from our elected officials to crack down on crime that so far we haven't seen.
Interesting points. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, now Center of the American Experiment, ND. You can find out more about their efforts in North Dakota, by the way, at AmericanExperimentND.org, AmericanExperimentND.org. John, thanks for the time, as always. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great to be with you, Scott. Have a good day.
16 before the top of the hour. One more segment to go, so anything on your mind, last chance to get it in, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Give us a call. Drop us a text, 237-1590. Final minutes of the program, yours to tell us what's on your mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The new Buick's GMCs, but also 38, at least listed on the website. There may be a few that are still in the process. 38 pre-owned vehicles. If you go to SchwannBuickGMC.com and click pre-owned and lifetime warranty vehicles, every single one of those vehicles you see have that warranty, lifetime powertrain warranty from Schwann. 2019 Nissan Titan. There's a 2018 Ford Edge. Ain't just Buicks and GMCs, but there's plenty of them. Check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Last chance to get a word in edgewise here on the program, so call us at 800-228-0550. Texter says, Joe Biden is using the bully pulpit to whip up violence against those of us who dare oppose him. We will not be allowed to defend ourselves against political violence. The first act of defense by our side would result in Gestapo-style roundups and internment-style camps for all not aligned with the hard left. You know, I think John Hinderacher's got his finger on the pulse on this one. I think this, first of all, doesn't work with anybody other than left-wing radicals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no common sense in this argument at all, that mega Republicans are a threat to democracy. Give me a break.
Well, they say it and run out of the room.
Yeah.
So, whoa. How exactly?
It's a different political opinion is what it is, okay? But I think what they're trying to do is make November less worse than it's going to be.
Ah, right.
So I think John's got a good point there. This is about rallying their base and saying all the things their base. They know they're going to lose. They know they're going to lose the House. The Senate, you know, is up for grabs. I really do think that's what this is all about. This is just not common sense. This is just plain stupidity. Dave and Walla, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'd like two bits of information on stuff you've covered. One is where we can find the information you talked about the other morning, the real cost of the guy with his Tesla and his electric power rates. And then the next one is Governor Newsom in California with don't plug in your electric cars. Where do I find the stories on these online so I can read them?
New York Post has a good story on the Californians asked not to charge electric cars days after gas ban announcement. This is just too good. California residents are now being asked not to charge their electric vehicles to conserve energy and amid a brutal heat wave just days after the state announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035. This is just too rich. I mean, they're being...
It's almost as crazy as turning off your headlights to conserve electricity.
Yeah. We always say you can't make it up. We're not making it up.
This comes from the California Independent System Operator, which runs the state's power grid, issued multiple bulletins this week warning of extreme heat during the Labor Day weekend that is likely to strain the grid with increased energy demands. The grid operator was asking residents to voluntarily reduce their power consumption by avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles between peak usage hours. This is actually happening.
And the other one, the one you had the other morning of what it really cost the guy with a Tesla, his power bill more than doubled. Where do I find that information? I'd like to read on that one.
Yeah, it's a video that's out there, Kevin. You remember where that video is? It's YouTube, and you search the guy's name.
If you go to YouTube, Carlos Quintero is one of them. But there's a lot of...
Oh, okay.
If you go on YouTube, there's a lot of battery replacement videos and what it takes to replace a video and how much or battery in a Tesla, what it costs. It's crazy money, and they're not warrantied. There's a number of things about it. They're a toy. Electric vehicles are a toy.
Yep. What's fun about the video from the...
I'm still driving an 80s Volkswagen Rabbit with a diesel engine. I get 51 miles per gallon.
Well, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Need those in California. Carlos Quintero, the funny thing about his video is, I mean, for one, he's a North Dakotan, but he's getting all this grief from Tesla groupies.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to hear any of this, fact check on any of them. So it is fascinating to watch the reaction to it, and that's on YouTube. Dan in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm just going back to what I talked to you before about. They should identify the frontline protesters at this January 6th. I don't know if I call that a riot, but whatever it was, there's anarchists mixed in with that.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking into that, so the conservatives are going to get blamed for the whole thing tonight.
Well, again, by a potted plant, excuse me, I mean, by someone reading off a teleprompter, you know, I mean, I don't think this...
Who cares?
I don't care. I don't care what he says, and I don't think that many people do, other than people that were already going to vote how they're going to vote. I think they're just trying to
identify those people. It would go a long way to find out what happened there. The way it's going on, they're never going to find out what happened.
The right people would have been allowed on the select committee to investigate the thing in the first place.
This is my point. It's been a kangaroo court. There's no chance with Democrats running the a House and the Senate and this quote-unquote select committee that you're going to get the kind of questions you're wanting answered. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Who broke in? Who actually broke the windows? Who said, all right, go in there?
Oh,
There's
who's Ray Epps? Let's go down the list.
There's a lot there.
Why not ask our elected representatives that you contact with if they're looking into those people?
Yeah, no, it's those are good questions, Dan. I appreciate it. Texture says, words against Alan Dershowitz as a traitor kind of person are words against our Constitution. The point of our Constitution is that we have the right to disagree with each other and with the current government. That was never true before America. It's true today in most countries. Nor it's not true in most countries. The fact that William F. Buckley, conservative forefather, was his good friend demonstrates that Dershowitz has a mind and is kind, as well as Constitution. A little different opinion there. Out of time, folks, from the Freedom Matters USA studios. God bless. See you tomorrow.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon. And Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.